The 2020 self-sufficiency standard for Wyoming recently came out. It's a study that takes into account all kinds of factors for working families, like how many adults are in your household, the number of children, or which county you live in. And then it works like a calculator to determine the amount of income required to meet basic needs at a minimally adequate level. The idea is to provide this information to all kinds of decision makers, from lawmakers to nonprofits to businesses that want to set up shop in the state and need to know just how much to pay their workers. Wyoming Public Radio's Maggie Mullen sat down with Rebecca Smith and Alex Shannon from the Wyoming Women's Foundation to talk about their findings.
The thing that consistently stands out is that the cost of housing and childcare alone can make up about 50% of what you need to, or the monthly expenses at the bare minimum. Healthcare also is very expensive, and I think one of the most surprising things about this report is that we're able to look at what the history is over the last 15 years now, since it's been calculated four times in the last 15 years, and to see just the incredible rise in the cost of living in Wyoming was really surprising to me. I didn't realize that it had gone up that much, because I've lived in Wyoming for 20 years, and to see that that's happening in our communities is very concerning, and, you know, just knowing that in some cases the wages really aren't keeping up.
And it seems like really practical data. It's data that can be applied, you know, pretty immediately. And it reminds me, in lots of discussions with the wage gap, especially in Wyoming, part of it has been this idea that there's no credible data to have a conversation. Can you talk about how this study addresses that?
You know, it's one piece of the puzzle. It tells us what the cost of living is, and you know, the other piece is wages, right? And so what are the wages? And there aren't always great records on that in Wyoming, because it's not necessarily reported. But we have done some research, as well as the state has done some research on that. And so I think that it's just one piece of the puzzle that allows you to compare, when you do kind of know what the wages are in a community, compared to what they're actually able to get for those wages.
And Alex, how might this be different from something like the federal poverty guidelines?
One thing to keep in mind with the self-sufficiency standard versus other income benchmark standards that we're using, the self-sufficiency standard does vary by family type. We're actually up to 700 different compositions at this point that you can see all online. And then it also varies by geographic location. And so whether you're in Teton County versus Albany County, it's a big difference for the cost of living. And unfortunately, the federal poverty guideline doesn't take those into consideration. And so it is just typically measuring one factor, which is food. And it also has some outdated assumptions that there's only one provider in the household, which unfortunately takes healthcare out of the equation. And as we've heard, that's a big factor in the self-sufficiency standard.
That's another thing that struck me, was, you know, just how thorough and how many different components, you know, there's just so many different combinations, and it seems like any one of those can really make a startling difference in how much you need to make to be self-sufficient.
Yes, absolutely. We found that a lot of the time when people are closing the gap with using those public and private assistance, that they are reducing the quality of childcare or the quality of housing, and that's not what we want. We want people to, you know, have proper healthcare and childcare and just get to a better self-sufficient place.
So, I mean, what's to be done? Is it as simple as raising wages?
I don't think that's ever simple. I don't think any solution like this is ever simple. I think one of the things that we're trying to do is provide resources to people that are already trying to work to help solve this problem. I mean, it's an ongoing problem everywhere in the world, everywhere in our country, in our state. And there are certainly people, there are nonprofits, there are agencies that are working to solve the problem of people not being able to meet a self-sufficient wage. So it kind of falls to all of us, you know, individuals, nonprofits, communities, to really help people get the training that they need to get those higher paying jobs. And then also take a look at what we can do in terms of policy to bring some of those wages up.
Well, thank you so much for sitting down and talking to me about the self-sufficiency report.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you. If you want more info, head to wywf.org. Thanks.